Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast. I hope you had a wonderful winter break and that you're excited as I am to dive into 2024. So today, let's start off this conversation by talking a little bit about intentions, leaning in, and getting after our goals. Have you taken a moment to reflect on the past year? Did you do a calendar recap? It's a fantastic way to review where you spent your time and your energy this past year. What you were or where you would find your successes, and even where you found some challenges and failures. I personally have enjoyed listening to the Rachel Hollis podcast. She has a great explanation and kind of walks you through her calendar edit and how she does that. And recently, I was listening to the Mel Robbins podcast, and she spoke of her workbook that she has also offered it as a download for free called The Best Year. And I downloaded it. I really enjoyed it. She basically has you go through your camera roll, because maybe we don't all write everything through our calendar, but our camera roll is some place that, let's be honest, we all use all year round. And so it was a great activity because she had you list three things from every month as highlights, and then also go through again after that and look at things that actually weren't working for you that well. And it is amazing on both sides of that how much we forget. We live through so many big moments that we forget all these other things that are still just as amazing and important, but because we've had a few other highlights that maybe are clouding our brain a little bit, the mom fog there, we don't take notice and credit for so much. So having this exercise and doing it at the end of the year, I really loved. So again, go over to the Mel Robbins podcast and find that one. It was in December at some point, and download the free download. And I would encourage you to sit and do this the best year. It was fantastic. So after doing your reflections, make sure that you do reflect on what stands out for you. Because as we set our intentions for this new year, it's essential for learning from our experiences what we want to prioritize, what goals and intentions we may be aiming for this year, and to identify the things that we want less of in our life. That is a key thing that we often overlook so quickly too. So make sure that we acknowledge what wasn't working for us and how we can kind of reframe that, let's say. For me, I'm breaking down my goals into smaller action steps so that I can make sure I am seeing gains and wins along the way. One of my goals I mentioned recently on my Instagram was to work on more of my lean muscle mass and really just commit to lifting weights 3 to 4 days a week. I just finished doing my 70.3 Ironman in December, and so that was a lot more of some endurance work and training. So I'm really excited to live in a season for a little bit of more weights in my life. Also, getting back to post-holidays of not consuming as much alcohol, I am committing to not drinking during the weekdays and just enjoying some glass of wine, that type of thing, on the weekends, and only if, you know, I'm with people and we are socializing and things like that. So just really getting back to being more mindful about what I'm putting in my body and how it makes me feel. So I mentioned action items, and this is an area that I really ask all of my clients to lean into. Every week when we speak, I have them outline and we identify action items which they will take on for the week ahead. And they know that checking in with me basically means that hopefully they attained these action items. This is exactly what I do with my personal coach also. And this is, it's just, to me, it has been the game changer. Having someone in your corner that is also holding you accountable to pushing you that much further because you are fully capable of doing it. You're just holding yourself back. So stop. Find someone that is in your corner that won't take your BS, that will say no to your excuses, and you will see how much you grow, how quickly by showing up, holding yourself accountable, and achieving your goals. I am here. I still have two spots left in Momentum Mastermind. So if this is a place that you want some group coaching, or I do still have two places left for one-on-ones throughout this season, then please reach out. But if I'm not the coach for you, find someone that will hold you accountable. Maybe you have an accountability buddy, a partner that also is looking for that. So there are so many different resources out there, but hold yourself accountable and see how quickly you can soar to your goals. So, with that, I'm going to lead into an amazing conversation I had with Andrea Herbert back at the beginning of December. And I am now airing our podcast together. We had a great conversation. Andrea is a mother of three, a wife entrepreneur, and marathoner. She's actually working on completing a full marathon, so 26.2 miles in all 50 states. And she's doing this while she juggles all the kids and super busy business. She is the co-founder of Gold Ivy and Health Co., and I will link that in the show notes. I had a fun conversation with Andrea. We talked all things mom life, goals, growth, development, all the things. So I hope that you enjoy the podcast, and here it is.
I just listened to your episode on your 41st birthday. I want to like give you a hug right now.
Thank you. You're so
So
sweet.
sweet. Oh, it's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I'm like distracted. I need to hide my face. I'm like distracted by how white out my face is.
Oh my gosh. Now you're, where are you? Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Okay, awesome. So are you in the cold yet, or what's the weather like there?
There's a little bit of snow on the ground,
Oh,
but it's
wow.
a pretty sunny day. It's melting. Where are you?
Okay. Vancouver, Canada.
Okay.
So no snow, just lots of rain.
Yeah, when I was listening, I'm like, God, her accent's so cute. I cannot tell where she's from.
Gosh, I always feel so funny when people say, like that I have an accent or you have an accent. Like, absolutely. We definitely have our little like twang for our local
Yeah.
areas.
My brother always makes fun of me. I only moved one state away, but he thinks I sound very Minnesotan when I say certain things. But what do you do?
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on. I'd love to just kind of get to know a little bit about you first and what you're all about. So, are you born and raised in Minnesota also?
Wisconsin. So it's just a state
Okay.
over. But
Okay.
I grew up there. I moved here for school to go to the University of Minnesota
Yeah.
because I wanted to go out of state where nobody would know me. I'm from a really small town. And so that's why I came here and I met my husband in college and then we just stayed in Minnesota. And now we have three kids, 11-year-old, 8-year-old, 5-year-old,
Okay.
and we're both entrepreneurs. And so we live that lifestyle that's super fun, but a wild ride, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Make
Yeah.
it hustling and making it all happen, but it's definitely worth it.
It totally is. Yeah, it's been fun. And I always like to tell people too, like as you interview me, I'm an open book. You can ask me anything. I feel like I share everything. So if you're like, oh, I barely know, or should I ask you that? I don't care. You can throw it out there.
Okay, well, and then you can always not answer,
Yeah.
but hey. So, what did you? So, you moved there for school. What did you end up going to school for? And is that still something that is in your repertoire of your entrepreneurship right now?
Yeah, I went to school. My major is in health and wellness. So it's like a mixture of physiology, anatomy, and then nutrition paired together. And then I used that to get into corporate wellness. So big companies would hire whoever I worked for to make their employees healthier. And then I realized I really wanted to be more one-on-one with people and as a health coach. And so I started doing that. And then in COVID, I got certified as a personal trainer. And so that's a big part of what I do now, too.
Amazing. That's so like full circle in a way, but I totally understand and hear you with just wanting to make more of an impact on fewer people, but definitely a larger scale, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And then with Gold Ivy that I created with my business partner, it's like, we want to still do one-on-one, but also the bigger scale in a different way. That's like more intimate. So, you know, having a podcast, you can give the real deal experience. And we talk a lot about self-growth and what we're going through in real time and how challenging it can be when you have health concerns. Like my business partner, Brooke, has health concerns a lot. And so she talks about what she's going through and how she's not staying stuck. And I have three kids running a marathon in every state. And so I'll talk about juggling all the things and the pain points of being a mom and then how I don't stay stuck and, you know, try it and create like an empowering environment for people. And we have a virtual workout platform too, that's where we want to touch more lives, where it's like a bigger scale.
Awesome.
Cast the bigger scale too.
Yeah. And that's so nice to have a business partner that also is able to offer something different on either side, but you can come together in alignment at the same time.
Totally. Yes.
So when did you guys start Gold Ivy? Was that through COVID or was this precursor?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it was 2020. So we were both working for this corporate wellness company. And I think it was like, I talk about this a lot, where it felt like I had the capacity all of a sudden. I think it was because my youngest was three and she started sleeping through the night, that I felt like I can breathe a little bit and I can, like, my brain was able to be creative and feel like, okay. Because before, I didn't want to have to like find my own clients, and I didn't want to have to like, I didn't feel like my brain could work to be creative. You know, honestly, when you're that exhausted and you're in survival mode, it's hard to think, I'd like to run my own business. And all of a sudden I felt like, okay, like this feels, and it was actually pre-COVID. It was like very beginning of March before everything shut down. I felt like, okay, I could probably do this. And then with the world shutting down, it opened up some more time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so true. Like, I'm a mom of three also, and just finding the right times to do things. And for me, I, you know, also dabbled in so many different things, all within wellness, fitness. Like, I've always been so passionate about that, and health and everything, but definitely finally making that final step of like, yeah, it's time. I can do this. I'm ready for this. It's not just like this little side thing. Definitely. There's different alignments that have to come into play with that. And one being kids, especially when you're a mom, and how much do you want it? And how much do you want to lead by example and inspire them at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah. It's tricky. And I think it's like part of what I can feel and hear that you're doing and that I'm trying to do is, you know, talk about allowing yourself to trust that you can do it. Right. Like,
absolutely.
Because it's hard to put in words when you feel called to something, or when you're talking about your purpose. Sometimes it feels like really cheesy or woo woo-y on like, oh, I kept seeing these messages and hearing it. It's like, what are you talking about? But everybody, you know, you hear these callings or things you're drawn to, or that make you emotional or that get you excited, and you can only ignore them for so long until you're finally like, okay, maybe I could. Like, what if I just allowed myself to explore it, you know?
The thoughts that keep you up at night.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you said two different things. So I'm going to go down one side. So I think with relationships and different boundaries and stuff, how did you decide, first of all, to, I mean, you kind of just touched on it with regards to COVID and stuff, but like, how do you as a mom decide that this is what you're going to do? Set those boundaries around maybe expectations as to should you or should you not? Because, you know, I feel like that is almost something that sits on us as mothers and parents at the same time. So did that ever come into your thought process and equation?
Yeah. I mean, so much of it is time, right? Like, you only have so much time and energy to devote to these little people. And what is that going to look like? And I think boundaries, so much of it has to be around your time. Okay. There has to be time to take care of myself, take care of this business, take care of them. Where, like, you don't want them to feel like they're on the back burner of anything, you know? And so figuring out what will that look like. And I think everyone has to, you know, everybody has a different life and a different partner and life circumstances of how could this fit into my schedule? Like, what could this look like? For me, it was, I'm not, at the time I was telling myself, I'm not a morning person. And then I was like, but what if I was? What if I tried getting up at 5 regularly? What time would I need to go to bed? You know, I just started playing with it, where it's like, it doesn't have to look a certain way. You just have to start and like allowing yourself to let it be kind of messy. So for me, I was like, my boundary is kind of around once my kids are up, you know, and it's tough too with your kids' ages, but once they were up, it was like, okay, my attention's on them and life's happening. So how can I find those pockets of time that I can dedicate to building this thing? Mm-hmm. And even if it's just like reflection on, you know, I don't even know what this is or what this could be, allowing yourself that time to just write in a journal, to put down those thoughts that you're having somewhere, to start thinking about it. And I think just allowing it to unfold, even if it feels like maybe it's just a dream, like, okay, this doesn't feel like reality. So for now, I'll just put my pretty big thoughts down and potentially tap into them at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's like, you kind of hit that on the head also, is that like going into entrepreneurship and actually like following that dream, we can also often feel very guilty of doing that when it's not something that like is the work or is something already, instead of just allowing us to feel it and see where it goes to begin and develop. We all have to begin somewhere, but then we sit in that, you know, imposter syndrome, or, you know, if you have a partner or spouse, like, well, what are you doing? Shouldn't you be doing this at this time? You know, we just feel like guilt almost, especially as moms, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I mean, if you're prioritizing your relationships, I think you have to, you know, you have to be in your values. What's your hierarchy here? Mm-hmm. And making sure that you are really prioritizing number one, then number two, then number three, right? Excuse me. So I think, you know, coming back to, okay, is what I'm doing with this entrepreneurship journey negatively impacting my relationship? Okay, well then let's take a step back. How can we prioritize, you know, date night or family time or whatever first? Mm-hmm. And it starts to feel more aligned, right? Absolutely. And then with entrepreneurship too, it's like, it's not a race. And I think sometimes we think, okay, by 1 year, if I haven't made any income, like what's the point, right? But if you don't burn the boats, right, and throw your chips in, it really can be, okay, how can I build this in a sustainable way? Because I think the key to building a business is just not quitting. You just, okay, that didn't work.
I think that the people that pursue it and give the longevity are the people that are there at the end, right? And there is something to be said with that. Absolutely.
It's all about expectation management, right? Well, you want these results, and of course we want them fast. So how can we find a mentor to fast track it? Or how can we find answers online to fast track it or whatever? But it comes down to what's your mindset around this. You know, if I'm constantly pushing and chasing and feeling like I need to be more, is it worth it then? You know, if I'm not enjoying the ride, if I'm not realizing this is about becoming a better person in it. Because truly, I mean, I've heard this numerous times. The two biggest teachers in life are motherhood and entrepreneurship. Like, who are you? How tough are you? Like, what are your values? And doing both of them is like, holy crap, we have to take care of ourselves. We have to make sure that we're
feeling. So then how are you fitting trying to run a marathon in 50 states into this also? Is this your self-care? Is this your sanity? Like, where did this even become a thing for you?
Yeah, it started right out of college. I was missing sports. I was very active growing up. And then in college, I kind of put it on the back burner, and I didn't want to be known for sports anymore. I just wanted to like have the college experience. And then I was like, God, I need something. And I was always a runner. And my father-in-law at the time, I was just dating my now husband, but he is an Ironman. And I was like, what if I ran a marathon? Like, would you run it with me? And he was like, of course, let's go. Which one are we running? And so I ran a lot of them with him to start off. And it was kind of just like a few a year. And, you know, because it's expensive and equipment, all the mm-hmm. things. And so I had done, I don't know how many by the time I had my daughter, which was 3 or 4 years after I'd started. And with that, it was just kind of like, it didn't feel right for me to run while I was pregnant or nursing. That the first pregnancy, every pregnancy was different, but I just kind of put it on the back burner until it felt right again. And then if it weaves in with our finances and what we have going on in our life, we fit it in, you know. And a lot of times I go by myself because it's very expensive to fly five people anywhere. So
absolutely.
Running for me is totally self-care. It's the challenging my body to something tough creating that mental toughness. You know, you're an endurance athlete. There's something it does to you with your confidence, your ability, the way you can handle hard things in life. Like, it really is like a reflection of life, I think. And the more we do these hard things where we push ourselves past these limits, you know, can I do this? I'm a mom now. I don't know. And then when I got a PR, I'm like, yes, I can. Like, sweet. Yeah. I can still be me. I can still be a runner. I can still do things that are hard. I can, you know, maybe it looks different where I have to find a pocket of time I wouldn't normally want to do it. But if it's important to me and it fills me up, you make the time for it.
Totally agree. And I think that there's so many, I mean, as you said, like, we're both endurance and we both enjoy pushing our bodies. And I think that when people are of that mindset, they totally understand. And I relate and correlate so many things in life to fitness and to doing that, because our mental state of being able to keep going and things. And I just talked about this actually on a podcast the other day, my race recap, because I'm like, I correlated when I did a full Ironman to it being harder than pregnancy, like to childbirth, because you can quit. You can quit at any point in this time, but your mind has to take over. Whereas when you're freaking pushing a baby out, you can't stop that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So, just where your mental state and it goes through all of this is so different. And you learn so much about yourself when you are put up to those limits and those boundaries, and when you want to push and how much further you want to push.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. And it's so funny too. I'm in the middle of 75. Well, I'm at the tail end of 75 hard. Actually, I'm on day 73.
Good for you.
Yeah. And so much of it is mental, like the mental toughness and the clarity, because it's like you're following through when you don't even feel like it, you know, because over 75 days, there's going to be so many days that you're off or you don't feel well, or it's your kid's birthday and you're running around, you have to fit in two workouts. Like, it's kind of been a wild ride. But when I just ran this past marathon a couple of weeks ago, it was like, because I've challenged myself to something different, it shifted my mindset during this race. It was like one of the easiest ones I've done, because I've just removed excuses from my life. I've had to make time for what's important. And when you flex that muscle 75 days in a row or 30 days in a row or whatever, this is why we create challenges with Move with Gold Ivy, because we need those ways to push our limits, because otherwise we think we're just in this cycle. Oh, I could never do that. Like, words like that, when I hear them, I'm like, whoop, red flag. Like, yes, you can, if you want to, if you want to evolve, if you want to see what you're capable of, try a challenge of any kind. Maybe you make up your own, but when you push yourself past that perceived limit, something happens. Like, you step into you 2.0 and you walk differently, you talk differently. And I think as a parent, it's your job to show your kids that, because they need to see you fail and struggle and succeed and crush it and all of the things that come with pushing yourself. And it doesn't have to be physical, right? It could be mental, it could be trying therapy. It could be doing something that normally scares you, or trying something new with them and looking silly, you know, whatever it may be. I feel like they need to see you as their role model, stepping into something unfamiliar or uncomfortable.
I absolutely agree. Like, 100%. So much of what they learn is from watching, and not just us telling them, right? And so they need to know that we do that ourselves, so that they have almost the permission to do it at the same time, right? That's the only way that they're really going to truly learn who they are, without people telling them who they should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and it's like, you know, you see these marathons and on Instagram, you'll see, you know, me crossing the finish line, but like, my kids see me in, you know, Jackson, Wyoming, struggling in the altitude and having to stop, and like, it's raining and it's foggy and it's like, you know, so it's like they get this firsthand experience of, okay, everybody else might see this other version, but they get to see like, it's not always easy, and it's this tough thing. And again, it doesn't have to be marathons, but it's showing them like, it, you're an imperfect person, but you keep showing up. You don't stop. You know, you might pause, but you're going to get to the finish line, or you're going to complete what you say you're going to do.
Yeah. Well said. Totally. And by doing that, you also build confidence, And so I know that you would do this within your own clientele also. So do you have like best strategies that you work on with them for building confidence?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, it's so much about what we've already talked about with, you know, when you think about what builds that, it's such an internal game, you know, like 75 hard is a perfect example. People are like, oh, your body's going to transform. You have before and after pictures. And it's like, well, it's really so much more about the internal game that shifts. I mean, that's how you get confidence. It's from within. I've seen beautiful people with zero confidence, and it's that you continually honor and keep those promises you make to yourself. And I know people hear this all the time, and it's like, eye roll, the promises you make to yourself, but it's everything, right? It's like, okay, I said I was going to do this around my house today and I didn't do it again. Mm-hmm. You know, it knocks your self-esteem. And the biggest part of confidence, I think, is like, especially as a parent, is alignment. So you need to get aligned knowing who you are so that you can follow through with what you want to be doing. And if you don't even know what that is, you've lost yourself in motherhood, which of course that happens. Like, we're taking care of multiple people with all of these needs.
Yeah.
It is easy to lose ourselves, and we're changing and they're changing. And so
pick yourself back up, right? It's how you continue. I think that like there's some age and stage that we all kind of lose ourselves in motherhood. And it's like, okay, where am I again? Time to like get back onto this.
Totally. Yeah. And I think it's a huge part of confidence is like, it, you know, not only in your own life, getting aligned with what you want and following through, but I think it's also like having your own back, like doing what you value, following through with how you know, you deserve to be treated from people. And showing people how you treat yourself, like whether it's setting boundaries and following through with that, if it's, you know, showing up because you said you wanted to start exercising outside and you start doing it and it's tough. Yeah, but I feel like it's with confidence, I think people think too, it has to be this, I said I was going to run a marathon and I ran it, you know, and then I build my confidence. It's more like, how can I imperfectly do something consistently?
Totally. Maybe little promises every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what confidence is. And it could be following through the skincare routine, drinking your water. It could be saying sorry when you know you've messed up. And then it's more like that integrity piece. Mm. And then as if you're trying to build your outward confidence, right? You know, thinking of, okay, I want to look better, if it fit better in my jeans, then that's what like a challenge I think is for, is like, okay, what kind of consistency do we need? What kind of discipline do we need to build and kind of show yourself that you can show up, that you can do these things? And if they hit, you know, food and exercise and stress and sleep, you'll see a physical transformation. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the true confidence that's like sustaining and not a fleeting thought, like, oh, maybe my arm looks a little bit better today. Like, that comes and goes. Like, the confidence that stays with you and helps you have a more aligned, powerful life is the internal game of, you know, okay, I have all this resentment. I've been saying yes when I want to say no. Like, I don't want to say yes to that anymore. And you follow through and you say no, even if it's tough. That's where confidence comes from. It's like, okay, that's important to me. I feel so much better that I said that. You know, I followed through with that. It feels so good.
Well, and going back to like the 75 hard, I feel like when you are someone that enjoys to move your body anyways, like that's actually not the hard part of it. The hard part is doing everything else that you said you were going to do in that, right? Making the time for yourself in the book reading, in the proper eating, especially as moms, not just like snacking on all the crap that is around because of our kids, right? Like all the other things, and then building that confidence, that muscle that we're doing day in and day out. And hopefully then it's something that kind of can continue on past the 75.
It's so true. Yeah. And it's, I mean, making your own checklist that you want to consistently follow through, that you know will hit those values. Because 75 hard, I feel like, you know, that came from Andy Frisella and those are his values. Obviously, it's aligned with a lot of people because you can, you know, there's some agency over some of the choices you can make. But you can create that own, your own checklist of what that's going to look like on a routine basis. And maybe it's not every day, especially with how wild some mom schedules are and kids' activities and all those things, you know, showing yourself, okay, there are a few things I know I could do Maybe I start with 15 minute walk outside instead of 45,
Totally.
but I'm gonna get out there.
Yeah. Give yourself grace, but do something. Like, no excuses to that. When people say like, I don't have time, that just like drives me crazy. I'm not saying you don't have time for 75 hard, but I'm just saying you don't have time for anything. I'm like, no, that's just a whole bunch of not true. That's your priorities. Like not in alignment.
That's what's tricky about being a coach is like, we're word police. We're like, whoa, hold on a second. Like, you can't even say the word, which I just did. You're not allowed to say the word can't in my house. Cause it's like, you can do anything you want. You know, what's the reason behind why you're not, you know, I am not making time for that. Making time for that right now is not a priority for me. And that a lot of times as a coach, that's where I see the shift for people is let's shift that to right now. That's not a priority for me. And a lot of people be like, ooh, no, cause it is. And it's like, well, is it? Mm-hmm. It's not, because you're not doing it. If it was a priority, you would do it.
And then back to the boundaries, right? Like that all circles full circle all together, which is great too, right? We need to be able to say no sometimes, but is that a cop out or is that something we need to make a priority?
Right. I'm such like the value of a coach. I always have a coach, and my coach, Catherine, constantly catches me with words. It's just like, you have all these recycled thoughts. We have in our mind, we're thinking all these things all the time. And sometimes you need to say them out loud and have somebody else hear it and be like, oh, hold on a second. Back up. What did you just say? And you say it again because you don't even realize all these self-limiting beliefs we're holding on to because we have a million thoughts. And so that's why I love being a coach and having
love it. Likewise. I know I have a coach too. And absolutely. I wouldn't do it without her. Mm-hmm. So how do you prioritize your self-care then as a mom? Do you still get up at 5 a.m.? Where do you find your time? And do you kind of have a routine that you stick with, or what does it look like?
Yeah, well, that shift of the morning person was definitely a self-limiting belief I had, because I'm like, nope, I'm a night owl. No, I could never be one of those people. And I shifted it. And I am proof that you can make this happen if that's the time that's possible for you. If you're getting a decent night of sleep, you're getting 7 hours and you could do 10 to 5 a.m., try it. Like, just try it. I know it's tough to think about a new way of doing things, but for me, my lifestyle and my kids and spouse allow for this routine of me getting up somewhere between 4 and 5:30 in the morning. It just depends on what I need to get done. I also teach and do personal training sessions in the morning at like 6 a.m. sometimes. And so it just depends on what's going on. But my morning routine consists of getting up. I always drink some water and start my coffee pot.
Yeah.
And then I start with, I've got kind of this order of operations that I've started with my coach now, where it's like, I know I need to pray and just start with like not looking at a screen, not looking at email, not seeing how many downloads I got overnight, like all of those things. I start with just prayer. And then I move into visualization. And this is kind of a new thing for me of what I want to feel, like what I want to experience, what I want to see in my business happening, and then allowing my body to feel that excitement to get my vibration up. And this is so woo-woo-y for some people. I totally understand, but it doesn't hurt to dream. Like, what do I want? Maybe you don't even know. A good place to start would be journaling. And then I go into journaling from there of like, oh, this is what came up for me. That's kind of interesting. Write it down. And then feeling it. What would it feel like if I got 100,000 downloads in a month? You know, what would that feel like in my body if I woke up and saw a bunch more money in my bank account, or I booked this trip with my family to go somewhere? And that's like why I'm doing what I'm doing. I just want memories with my kids. And so I allow myself to feel those feelings, journal about it. And then sometimes I go lead a workout. Sometimes I go outside for a walk with a 75 hard. I have to get an outdoor workout in. So a lot of times that's been kind of at sunrise, which is sweet. And then I always at 7:30, that is go time with my kids until 7:30. I'm just like, don't come in here. I mean, the youngest is 5, so I can do this now. They don't like really need me.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't really care what they do. Like, judge me about screens. I don't care. I don't care what you're doing, but I'm not done with what I'm doing until 7:30. And then I make them breakfast and get them off to school.
Yeah. I agree. I think like don't care. Like, is obviously they're safe. They're doing their thing. Let them sit because you're making the time for you so you can show up better for them. And that's where I think a lot of moms especially lean into guilt instead of prioritizing themselves. And we will show up better if we are showing up for ourselves better. So good on you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's transparency too. Like, especially when if they are at the age of mine or older, you can say why you are doing what you're doing. Like, I will have more energy and patience and love and excitement for you at, you know, at 7:30, which you explain it once and they're like, I don't care. I'm going to go do my own thing. But you can help them grab a snack or whatever until it's time to make breakfast. But for me, it's like, they know why I'm building my business. They know I want to take them on trips and they know I want freedom with money and they know that I'm helping people and that, you know, I'm leaving to go help somebody get healthier, you know, or whatever it is. And so being transparent with your kids of like, I'm not trying to ignore you. This time is set aside for me and I have this time set aside for you. And then when, like you said, when you are with them after that, it's like fully present, mm-hmm. full of energy. This is your time. It is dedicated to you. And you stare them in their eyes and you listen to what they're saying and you're fully present for them.
Absolutely. So if someone wants to come work with you, is it through Gold Ivy or what's on your app? What are all the things?
Yes. Yes. So Gold Ivy Health Co. is the name of my company. And that's what we are on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all of the things, YouTube. The podcast that we have is called Ivy Unleashed. And so it's a little bit of a different name. That's found anywhere. And that's like health and wellness topics and stories of resilience. A lot of people come on and talk about like divorce or grief or infertility, you name it, and talk about it. So that's anywhere. And then as far as moving with me, if you want to be a part of my virtual workout platform, it is virtual workouts and you can do Zooms. So there can be live ones too, but we also have a community where it's a private Facebook group. And we have on guests from our Ivy Unleashed podcast that come on and do like masterminds for MOVE members. And we also have monthly coaching through our membership as well. So it's more than just working out, but everything Amazing. You can find through goldivyhealthco.com or on our socials.
Amazing. Can't wait. I'm going to go check it out.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time today. It was so nice to get to know you a little bit better and hear what you're all about. And last question, how many marathons have you completed on your journey?
25. Halfway.
Oh my gosh. That's so exciting. Halfway. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. Well, thank you for having me. It's so nice to finally meet you. I feel like hearing you on your podcast and talking about the real deal being a mom. And I love your vulnerability. And I also love your tenacity. I feel like you're such a great balance of what moms need to hear, where it's okay to say I'm struggling right now, or this is hard for me, or I'm kicking ass over here and I'm crossing finish lines. Like, I live for that stuff. So I hope you keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Andrea. I really appreciate that. And likewise, keep at it too. And we'll be in touch for sure. Thanks so much for tuning in today. As I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I do have two more spaces available for the Momentum Mastermind that commences on Tuesday, January 16th. If you're looking for a place that is embodied with like-minded, motivated, inspirational women that are also moms, because we can all understand what that kind of life entails, then this one is for you. Reach out today. I will give you all the information. Momentum Mastermind, two more spaces for January 16th through the end of June 2024.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.